Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shavi Friedman, and today we'll be studying together Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Nun Hei, the 55th Perek. The focus of this Perek, in line with all of the themes of Geula, redemption, that we're speaking about here in this area of Yeshayahu, is going to be about the eternity of Torah, the power of Teshuvah in returning to that Torah, and how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us when we keep His Torah. And so the first pasuk tells us, "Hoi, hoi" is a word which is used throughout Yeshayahu. It's a call, calling out. Kol tzame lichu lamayim. Everyone who is thirsty, come to water. Water, we know, is a mashal for Torah. It sustains us, it satiates us, it keeps us going. But there are in fact four different mashalim for Torah in this perek alone. The one is water, but the second one is vasher en lo kesef lichu shivru ve'echolu. And anyone who doesn't have money can go out and they can buy and eat, assuming bread. That's going to be mashal number two. So we've got water, we've got bread. And you can go and acquire without any money wine and milk. So we've got bread, water, wine, and milk. And the Mefarshim speak about how each of these four give us a different insight or a different element into what Torah is going to give us in our lives. And Pasuk Bay says, "V'lama tishkulu kesef belo lechem, v'giachem belo l'sava." Why are you weighing out money without getting any food? And here specifically the food we're talking about is Torah. You're toiling, you're putting out effort, and you're not getting satisfied. Shimu shamoa elai, listen to me. V'ichlu tov, and eat well. V'tit anag b'deshen nafshachem, and you will satisfy yourselves and delight in fatty foods. This should remind us of what we say when we finish a masechet, when we finish something in the Hadran. We say, "Anu amelim vehem amelim." We toil and they toil, but people can toil and get nothing. Va'anu amelim u'mekablim schar. But we toil and we get something which is eternal. Here, the Abarbanel points out that there are actually three different types of people who it's talking to. The first type is a person who is thirsty. Called Same, a person who's desperate for Torah. Hashem says, "Here, if you want Torah, it's right here. If you're chasing it, you can have it. It's right before you." And then there are people who are not chasing Torah, but they're not chasing anything else at all. Ve'en lo kesef. They don't have money. They don't have any aspirations. They're not attempting to acquire anything. Hashem says, "You can have Torah too." And the third, the lowest level, is a person who is toiling and working hard and getting nothing out of it. Someone who's chasing materialism, who's pursuing the wrong things, he too can seek Torah. So all three, those who want HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their lives, those who don't know that they want Hashem in their lives, and those who are pursuing the opposite of Hashem, all of them are welcome to come close and to have Torah and be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And thus Hashem says, "Hatu aznachem uluchu elai, open up your ears and come to me. Shim'u, listen. V'tichi nafsheichem, and your souls will be given life." And in fact, over here, the Ibn Ezra says that's a reference to Tchias HaMesim. V'echrata lachem bris olam, and I'll make a covenant with you that's eternal. Chaste David ha'ne'emanim, the enduring mercies of David. The Radak says that's a reference to Mashiach. Just as Mashiach's life is forever and everlasting, so too you will last forever. But also we're told that Mashiach will lead us. And that's Pasuk Dalet. Hein aid le'umim. The word aid here could mean that he is a witness. And he testifies to the whole world about Hashem's eternity and Hashem's love, eternal love for us. Or it could mean that he is the master and he will lead us. V'natativ nagid, as the rest of the Pasuk says, he will be a master over all the other nations. U'metzave le'umim. Hashem now turns to Am Yisrael and tells them, if Torah is eternal and if you cling to Torah, you will have that eternal covenant with Hashem. He turns and he says, so do teshuvah. And from Pasuk Vav is going to be a focus of teshuvah. And this is in fact the Haftarah which we read on fast days, which makes sense because really fasts are meant to awaken us to this mind state and this awareness that we're meant to turn to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. Pasuk Vav says, Dirshu Hashem behimatz'o. Seek Hashem when he can be found or where he can be found. Kara'uhu, call out to him, bi'oto karov, when he is close. The Yerushalmi understands that Hashem is close in shuls and batei medrash. Go to places of Torah and connect to Hashem there. However, many understand this to be a reference to Elul. Go find Hashem in the time of Elul, where Hashem is close to us. He's waiting. Hamelech basada. Hashem is in the field and connect to him there. And the Radak has a scary reading of this. He says, Dirshu Hashem behimatz'o. Find Hashem where he is to be found is while you're alive. do teshuva while you can, because we know that once your life is over, you won't have a chance to do teshuva at all. And Pasuk Zayin, what should you do when you find Hashem? Ya'azov rasha darko v'ish aven machshavotav. A wicked person will leave his path, and a person of sin will leave his wicked thoughts. V'yashev el Hashem, and turn to Hashem. V'irachamehu, and he will have mercy on him. V'el elokeinu ki yarbe lisloach, and to Hashem, because he has much mercy. We have to understand why teshuva is so important, and that's going to be the focus on Pasuk Ches. Pasuk Ches is a rather ambiguous pasuk we're going to delve deeply into. It reads simply, Ki lo machshavosai machshavoseichem, my thoughts are not like your thoughts. V'lo derachechem derachai, and my ways are not your ways, says Hashem. Rashi says what that means is the way you're behaving doesn't align with Hashem. My thoughts are not yours, my actions are not yours. Align your actions to be in line with me. The Malbim, who's a philosopher, understands this in a beautiful way. He says like this. He says, you have two questions when you come to Hashem. Hashem, I can't do tshuva. The one reason why I can't do tshuva is because if Hashem is eternal and Hashem is never ending, then I can't change Hashem's mind. So no sin I did will make Hashem not want me. And no avera, no tshuva I can do can make a God who doesn't want me want me. My relationship with God must be eternal because God is eternal. So to answer that, Hashem says, lo machshavotai machshavoteichem, don't compare me and you. Your thoughts are a product of yourself. Hashem's thoughts and Hashem's eternity is something we cannot begin to comprehend. The Rambam speaks about this when he explains that Hashem is his thoughts. And therefore, since we can't understand God, we can't understand what it means that God thinks, and therefore we can't understand this idea. The second issue, says the Malbim, is charata. Charata means regret. In human relationships, if I regret hurting you, it doesn't take away the hurt that I did. It doesn't rewrite history. How could I possibly rewrite history? And Hashem answers the second part of that pasuk, v'lo derachechem derachai. The way that I work and the way that you work aren't connected, so stop comparing them. And he's going to deal with these two different issues in the next couple pasukim. Pasuk Tetz answers the question of how God can change. Hashem says, Ki gavhu shamayim me'aretz, just as the heaven is higher than the earth, ken gavhu derachai midrachechem, so too my ways are much higher than your ways, u'machshavotai mimachshavotechem, and your thoughts from my thoughts. The simple reading, Rashi says, is that just as heaven is higher, so too God is much more. But the Malbim says, no, it's comparing apples and oranges. Heavens aren't higher than earth. Heaven is a different thing to earth. Earth can be high, kind of a mountain that's higher than a valley, but heaven is an entirely different thing that can't be compared. So too, you can't even go there with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way that Hashem looks and thinks about us doesn't align with the way that we look and think about other people. So stop comparing them. It's like bananas and apples and oranges, chalk and cheese. They don't connect. They don't go together. And to respond to the way that you think Charata rewrites history, Hashem says, let's go back to basics and understand something simple. Pasuk Yud. Ki ka'asher yered hageshem v'hashelig min hashamayim v'shama lo yashuv. He says, rain and snow fall down from heaven and they never go back up to God in heaven. Ki im hirva es ha'aretz v'holida, but they rather satiate the earth and allow it to grow plants. V'natan zera lezorea v'lechem le'echol, and it gives seed to those who've planted seed and food to eat. The Malbim understands like this. He says, I don't gain from your mitzvahs. When I send bracha down from Shamayim, down to earth, it's not because I need something from you, it's for you. I want you to take the water, take the dew, take the rain, and plant something and make something good. But that depends on you, the Makabel, the one who's receiving that water. If you have planted, then something will grow and you'll have to eat. And if it won't, then it won't. That's up to you, Hashem says. We don't have a reciprocal relationship where I need you to do things for me and then I do things for you. It's all for you. Hashem says, I don't need anything at all. My bracha is just flowing down. You've got to grab hold of it. And that's Pasuk Yud Aleph. Kein yihyeh devari. So too with my words. Asher yetzeh mipi. They come out of my mouth. Ve'lo yashuv elai. Reikam. And they don't come back to me empty. Bracha comes down and my words will come to fruition. If I say there's going to be geula, it's not going to land up empty handed. There will be geula. Redemption will happen. Ki im asa es asher chafatzdi, everything that happens is what I desire. Ve'etzliach asher shalachtiv, and I make successful all those who I send. I have all this bracha to give you. If you don't want it, it's not going to come back to me, but it won't go waste. It'll go to somebody else, somebody who does deserve it. And so, since teshuva works. It works because I love you. It works because I'm open to accepting your teshuva and because I'm unchanging in my commitment to you. It works because you and me are not the same. And since Torah is something eternal, when you grasp hold of it, you too will receive eternity. Therefore, you should come home. And that's Pasuk Yud Beis. Ki besimcha teitzeu uveshalom tuvalun. Because with joy you will leave galus. And with peace you will come home. Heharim v'hagvaos pitzchu lifnechem rina. The mountains and the valleys will burst forth in happiness as you come back to Eretz Yisrael. V'chol atze hasada yimcha uchaf. And all the fields are going to clap their hands. The Malbim contrasts this with Bayis Sheni. When we went with Bayis Sheni, it was complicated. We were still under the rule of Choresh, and things were difficult. But here, if you choose to come home now, it will be only with joy, with happiness, with rejoicing. There is no greater joy to God. And really, truly, there's no greater joy to us than coming back to Hashem. Because Hashem has this bracha flowing down from Shamayim, the rain, the dew, the ice, the snow. It's all coming down to us. And as we prepare ourselves through our Talmud Torah and through our tshuva for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and make ourselves into kelim, vessels, which are ready to receive God's good, well then, the doors will open and we'll all Bezrat Hashem come home at the end of days. Our learning today is sponsored L'Refua Shalema Yonina Sima Bat Daphne Hinda, Jennifer Hayekara, Ulepitzuei Tzahal, Achenu Hayekarim, B'toch Sha'ar Chole Amo Yisrael, Nina Vachayim Shenka.